1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers toured the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry on Thursday, bringing attention not only to food insecurity, but also to the possibility of thousands of Wisconsinites losing health care coverage.
With the Obamacare credits that are going to be discussed in Washington, D.C., if that falls apart, which it very likely will, that means there's going to be tens of thousands of people in the state of Wisconsin that are going to be seeing double the amount of money that they have to pay for health care.
Evers said he is afraid it will lead to more food insecurity for Wisconsinites.
There's no ultimate answer, in my opinion, unless the federal government does what they need to do to make sure people have good health care and make sure that they have enough food.
Ryan Rasmussen, the executive director of the OACP, said he's seen the need grow substantially this year and in recent months.
Just from month over month right now, we're looking at about a 5% increase from last month to this month. We are still averaging 100 new shoppers or 100 new families a month. So that trend has not declined at all.
To help mitigate the increased need, OACP will have additional Saturday hours on November 22nd. In the meantime, Evers believes the $104 million that Wisconsin put forward to ensure residents would receive their SNAP or food share benefits during the federal government shutdown will be returned to the state.
It's a federal program with federal money. We help get it out the door. But yes, I'm sure we'll get the money.
I'm Lisa Hale for Civic Media News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Hornets in NBA Cup action at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. At just 23 years old, the Bucks point guard, Ryan Rollins, is averaging just over 17 points per game. Head coach Doc Rivers.
He's been great, learns every day. You know, he's still young, and he's probably the hardest worker on our team. He's got a lot going for him.
College football, Wisconsin's at number 2 ranked Indiana tomorrow, kickoff 11 a.m. The Packers play the Giants Sunday at noon. Lucas Van Ness back at practice after missing a month with a foot injury. Baseball, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named the MLB Executive of the Year for a second year in a row. So what about the team's payroll next season?
We're going to have the resources that we need. We have support from our ownership to put a quality product on the field. There are a lot of small market teams that can't say that, and we can. And then there are also a lot of teams that spent a lot of money that didn't get in, you know, and so I don't think it's just about the money.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a gorgeous day today, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon and just a light southerly breeze. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will drop into the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, but still nice with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.